This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei. WLRN has been reporting on COVID isolation centers listed by the Agency for Healthcare Administration, or AHCA. These are nursing homes or long-term care facilities that are receiving money from the state to take in people who have COVID-19. They take care of the patient after a hospital discharge until they're ready to return to their own residences. Some of these isolation centers have had high numbers of COVID-related infections and deaths before receiving new patients with the disease. A new one on the list in Tamarack has kept the numbers of infections and deaths low, and some worry how that may change when 50 new COVID-positive patients come in. WLRN's Veronica Zaragovia has this report.
Danielle Cohen lives in Atlanta, but her focus is on Tamarack and her 98-year-old grandfather,
who is just the light of our lives, in harm's way is unnerving. And I'm going to try not to cry because the thought of what, you know, this could mean is terrifying.
Cohen's grandfather lives at the Tamarack Rehabilitation and Health Center. They have about 46 residents. On July 14th, he received a memo. It announced that the center now has a COVID-19 isolation unit. It has 50 beds for COVID-positive patients coming in starting this week from hospitals within a two-hour radius.
You know, the wonderful caregivers there have done such a fabulous job of, you know, not having any kind of widespread of the virus that now they were willingly bringing it in to the building.
The residents won't commingle, the memo adds, but it does not explain how they can guarantee that the coronavirus won't spread. So far, two residents of the Tamarack facility who had COVID-19 have died since the pandemic started. That's according to the Florida Department of Health. It's had 6 positive residents and 10 positive staff members. These numbers are fewer than those reported at other isolation centers. I called Tamarack Rehab to speak with the administrator about their plans to safeguard all the residents.
I'm sorry I'm unable to take your call at this moment. However, please leave me a brief message and I will get back to you at my earliest convenience.
Sorry, there's no space for recording in this mailbox.
Mary Mayhew, the secretary of ACA, reassured reporters in Tallahassee about isolation centers at a press conference yesterday.
The isolation centers, the federal government has referred to what we've done as an absolute model, that we've been able to appropriately provide the right level of care so that hospitals could provide that warm handoff, that discharge to these isolation centers.
The Tamarack Center told Cohen that the last time ACA came to inspect it was on July 2nd. That's 18 days before the COVID section opened. ACA has not responded to WLRN about supervising these facilities. I'm Veronica Zaragovia in Miami.